The switch turns 5.
Worlds you want to live in.
And worlds you don't.
Let's get those cogs turning.
You're supposed to join me, bitch.
Sorry. A little tired, long day. Ate food. You know how it goes. But I'm here.
Food baby.
I have a food baby.
And you're drinking water.
Yes.
Slacker.
I'm drinking water in a beer glass.
That glass is a lie.
Yeah, it's a...
That glass is a lie.
Beer glass with water.
So, what the hell has been up? Since, you know, it's been like... another month and a half, 2 months since we've recorded a Cogcast again.
Well, life happened. I think that's what
life always happens, but
yeah, I don't want to get into detail because life got really, really, really heavy. I kind of had to take a hiatus from a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's understandable.
But I'm back. You're back. We've never really left. I've been doing a lot of stuff on the sidelines and in the background to keep my sanity. But yeah, you know, just playing games and dealing with life. That's what the hell's been up.
Pretty much.
What about you? What have you been up to?
Sitting on my ass. Finally got the smithing. I made my first knife.
You did.
Anyway, it's good stuff. It's fun. Very cathartic.
Oh, good.
And I've come up with the slogan now of beating my meadle.
Beating my meadle?
Yeah.
All right.
I go outside and beat my meadle.
Can we put that on a t-shirt? That's good.
Sure. Let's go for it.
That's good. Just embrace life, man. Just put everything on a t-shirt.
But I'm working on my second one now. I haven't been able to get out and do it in a couple days, but I'm working on just making like a little mini sickle, like a hook knife.
Okay. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works out.
I also see that you have been streaming again.
Oh, yeah. I've been streaming more since, you know, internet is deciding to work for now. I hold all internet working here with the tiniest, most smashed up grain of salt that you can't even see with a microscope.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
In other words, I don't trust it.
That sounds about right. But you and the swamp have been embracing it.
Yes, it's been working, so I've been streaming a little bit more. Playing some Elden Ring and Tiny Tina yesterday.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. I lurked most of it.
It's funny, dude. It's so good. It's way better than 3.
I like seeing you stream. It's awesome.
I like seeing me stream, too. But you know what? I love seeing you stream.
Yeah, I will be making my triumphant return soon.
You know, Conquer? Conquer that you played 2 months ago?
Yeah, I guess it is April now, huh? Yeah. I've actually been playing a lot of games. I just haven't been able to finish Conquer yet. I've been doing the Sacramento Extra Life streams once a month. I got to do that tomorrow, and we're going to play more Zelda. And then I did the Resident Evil 2 randomizer for my 5-year anniversary stream last month. That was awesome. Yeah, I got to go back to Conquer, and my goal is to go back to that on Sundays like normal. My normal schedules is Sundays.
Sweet.
So hopefully I'll get that completed so we can move on to other games, because I have other games I want to play.
Yes. Aside from that, yeah, not much else.
Yeah. Well, there's one, the biggest thing though, Derp, is, I may not have had the ability to stream a lot because of life, but I was working my tail off in the background.
Yes, you were.
For Paradigm Gaming.
Yeah. And we debuted a trailer for it last Saturday.
Yes. I'm kind of getting out of my comfort zone. I'm sharing things that are important to me.
So you wonder if anything you put out is going to get backlash of something you said in the video.
It was more about discovering who we were.
The fact that it's been a whole decade. It was scary.
Derp, this is all your fault.
And there will be a documentary releasing, which by the time of this recording, tomorrow.
Yeah, our premiere is officially tomorrow.
But by the time you get this Cogcast, it may have been a week ago.
It's possible. If I don't get this done by the end of the week. Either way, this episode's coming out by the time the movie is going to debut. So
yes.
So tell me, what'd you think?
It was good. It was well edited, sir. Your finest piece of work to date.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a lot of fun putting that together. 2 months worth of work on that sucker.
And it shows. It was good. It was really well put together. And we're a couple of sappy bitches, that's all I gotta say.
We are a couple of sappy bitches. I got a little sappy at the end.
Oh, we both did.
Yeah, we did.
But just remember, chat is stupid.
Chat is stupid. Don't you forget chat is it. Stupid. And by the time everybody watches the movie and they realize how chat is stupid, yeah, I brought the shirt back.
The shirt is good.
Yeah, I'm like, we gotta bring this back. That was a fun shirt.
Because it's just my slogan.
Yep, exactly.
That is stupid.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. It was probably my most ambitious project to date. The amount of Paradigm Gaming stuff that I have saved on my computer for the last 10 years is ridiculous. The fact that I was able to put all that together based off of what we were talking about, it was great.
Oh my god. And I don't mean this, but that the clip. You have the clip. This is boobs. These are tits. You have the infamous clip
yes.
of boobs and tits.
Yes.
I need this back. It needs to be on YouTube.
Okay. I was thinking about it. Because it's such a short clip, I was thinking maybe of just taking that excerpt of that part of the movie and making that a 10-year clip.
Well, that's fine. Either way, I need the clip.
Okay.
I need the clip.
I'm surprised that you're surprised that I have that downloaded.
I didn't know if you had downloaded everything. Well, I know you download a lot of stuff, but I didn't know if you went through all the clips and downloaded it before that got deleted.
I typically try to. As soon as it gets posted to Discord, I try to download it immediately. So the more clips you make, the more I'm like, okay, I need that. So the fact that I was able to put that in the movie and surprise you, that makes me feel fantastic.
It made me happy because I missed that clip because I was mad it got deleted. That would be our most viewed clip still if that hadn't gotten deleted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just found out today that your clip of that, audio-wise, is in Lane Barry's stream.
Is it really?
It is. Omega Apex typed an exclamation point derp and it started going off. And I'm like, no way! That's amazing.
Dude, that clip is in so many people's channels.
That is amazing. I absolutely loved it.
I made sure that shit spread like a virus.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Good shit.
I'm excited that tomorrow it's going to be debuted live for the world to see. And I hope everybody out there who's listening, I hope you get a chance to see it. And if you join it, please just let us know what you thought. Give us those Siskel and Ebert review styles type stuff.
It's a mighty two thumbs up.
Yes, two thumbs way up. Entertaining.
Two blue thumbs up.
Two blue thumbs up. Yeah, but that's been the biggest project I had working on for Paradigm Gaming. But other than that, I'm excited to get back into streaming. It's been a while. I'm catching up on my highlights. I finished up a couple of videos to catch up on when I was a guest for Metroidvania Madness on Game Octane's Twitch annual event. That was fun. I was excited to do that. But I was trying to finish up some highlights of that stream because it was a 9-hour stream from start to finish beating Hyper Metroid, and that was absolutely amazing.
And before Blue goes into speed running randomizers.
Yeah, the stream was 9 hours. The game took 5.5 hours to beat. I beat my record by an hour. It was originally 6.5. So I'm getting better, but I'm not a speedrunner.
You'll only get faster, and you'll be running it faster, so technically you'd be speedrunning it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying, but if I was trying, maybe I could have done it in 4. I don't know. It's a long, long game.
You should test one day.
Okay, maybe one day. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no.
While I'm instigating Blue into doing a speed run of a game just because.
The only thing I could think of that I would even want to test that would be Super Metroid.
And there you go.
How fast? Speed run, boy. How fast can I beat this game? I don't know. We'll see. The world is full of possibilities. Yes. So yeah, that's all I got. Godcast over.
Okay, we're done. Let's go home, boys.
Let's backtrack.
Oh, wait, the Switch turned 5.
Oh, yeah, the Nintendo Switch turned 5. Derp, do you still have a Switch? Do you still play a Switch?
I have it right here with my purple and orange controllers. Yeah.
I've been playing my Switch almost every day before I go to bed. I've been playing Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Very nice. I haven't been playing anything.
No?
Last time I played anything was Pokemon Snap.
Fun game. That is a great game.
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah. Did you know that there's an update for the Joy-Cons?
Is there?
Yeah, if you go to settings and go to controller update or whatever, I just found this out a couple of days ago and I tested it. I still have Joy-Con drift issues but it's better.
I think those are more of a hardware issue than software.
Still though, you'd think it would fix some stuff. Well, yeah, Switch turned 5. That's amazing. 5 years, and the Nintendo president said that it's still not even halfway through its life cycle. We're still going to have Switch and Switch games for many years to come.
Don't worry, it's 5 years old now. It's not halfway through its life cycle, and it was already 5 years behind technologically when it came out.
Yep.
So it'll be 15 years old by the time you get a new handheld system.
And even then, I don't know how much technology it will catch up. Like, they finally gave us the ability to organize in folders, but they don't let you have the ability to put the folders on the main menu. Come on, man. You had one job. One job. But I digress.
We are going to have our Nintendo talk one day, sir. We need to, because now you're starting to rage about Nintendo. My rage is infecting you.
I got so excited. I was like, you could organize your games. And I'm like, sweet. I get the update. I go in there and I start organizing my stuff. And it took me some time to get what I wanted. And then all of a sudden, where's all my stuff? You mean to tell me I got to go to all apps and then press the button on the top? It's not on the main menu? You're stupid.
You hear that, Nintendo?
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
Love your system. Love your games. We need to talk about your hardware, though, man.
Technically, the folders are a software issue.
I know. Either way, we're celebrating the Switch turning 5, and I've been playing things since launch. I got the system at launch. I absolutely love the system, but it's not without its faults. We'll discuss its faults another day. But we wanted to talk about some of our favorite games on the Switch, and we reached out to the community and asked them what their favorite games are on the Switch.
That we did.
The first one is Arcanian 17.
Yeah.
My lovely dearest.
Aww. Suck up.
She said Animal Crossing. Pokemon Snap. All the rest of the Pokemon. Hades isn't an exclusive, but it's where I played most of my hours.
Hades is a great game.
You know, I gotta agree, I do enjoy Hades, but not as much as she does. She still plays it. She also said Octopath Traveler.
Which I haven't finished.
Same. I haven't really played it since we did that Switch giveaway years ago.
I played it a couple times since then and gotten a little bit farther, but I'm still way near the beginning, probably.
Do you remember when we gave away a Switch on Twitch?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many years ago that was?
4?
Yeah. I haven't played that game since then.
GG. Maybe you should get started.
You know, Triangle Strategy just came out too, and I'm like, I should probably finish Octopath first.
I have Bravely Default too. I haven't even started that one yet.
Oh, wow. So many games, not enough time to play them all.
Yeah. More important games are out. Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
Yeah, that is
Elden
true.
Ring.
Hashtag priorities. Here we go. She also, I'm going to butcher this name. Is it Forager or Forager?
Forager.
Okay, cool. So I butchered both. So Forager. Yeah. So Forager, Arcane.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm looking at this word. I'm like,
Forager?
This word looks foreign to me.
Are we going to a Rager, dude? Are we going to a Rager?
I can't read or write, okay? I'm sorry.
You can't read or write, yet you write fucking novels for everything to state your opinion on.
I take a microphone and I talk and it records my, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you got nothing. No, you know how to write. Shut up.
So Arcanian likes Forager and Donut County. It's an indie game, but so good.
I'm glad you can properly say the word now and you know what it is. Do you know what foraging is, sir?
Isn't that what you're doing with your smithing?
No, that's forging. It means to gather.
Oh.
To gather.
Oh, I just learned something today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blue Nile 101.
Arcanian, thank you for sharing.
On that note, I'm going to let you take indies, too, because if it comes to it, I have to do my waifus, too.
Fair enough. All right. All right, well, next up we have Indigo Rogue. Indy said Animal Crossing. Link's Awakening. Pokemon Sword. Breath of the Wild. And the use of the NES and SNES on the system is just a really nice console. I completely agree with that. I actually have enjoyed the convenience of just turning on the NES or SNES and boom, you're just, you know, you play some hits. It's pretty fun.
But I feel they need better games on that.
That's a different discussion, but I also agree. Excellent game choices. Excellent game choices. Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, I love Link's Awakening on the Switch. It's so good. It's so good.
It was. I actually beat that before you.
You did.
I take pride in that, damn it.
I still haven't beaten it yet.
Get on it, fool. You're almost done.
I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
All right. For Rain Darkwolf, her favorite game on to date is Yeats. I said it right, Yeats. It's not Weiss, it's not Yeats or
Wise.
Yeats. Yeats. It's Yeats. Lacrimosa of Dana.
Yeats, Lacrimosa of Dana. Okay.
It's not, that one's not a exclusive either, but it's what she plays it on. I think you have that on Steam too, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh no, you only have it on, okay.
It was a Switch exclusive.
Oh, it was Switch exclusive. Okay, I am standing corrected.
No, you're not. You're sitting corrected.
Oh, that too. Aside from that, it's actually, that's her favorite RPG series, too.
Nice.
So,
Yeats.
Isn't it? Oh, other than Final Fantasy, your favorite thing other than Final Fantasy is Yeats, correct?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I keep thinking you're saying yeast.
It's not yeast, just yeast without the T.
Fair enough.
Mr. Forager. And then,
please continue.
Should say Octopath Traveler and then Breath of the Wild after that. She loves that they ported over some of the older Final Fantasies to play as well. I have feelings on about the her need for Final Fantasy on every system it releases on.
Okay, I can agree to Rain on needing Final Fantasy on every system because that's me needing Resident Evil on every system. So I get it. I get it.
She's not going to hear that until the podcast. I'm not telling her that.
Fair enough. Rain, I believe you. I'm right there with you. But for a different game series.
All right.
That is awesome, though. That is what's up.
But yes, I have certain feelings about Final Fantasy being ported 800 times to each thing and then being pixel remastered.
He's using quotation marks, by the way, with his fingers.
It's hard to do with my eyes. But we'll move on.
We will move on. Next, we have our dear friend, Fenn.
Our dear friend Fenn.
I think the best game I've played on the Switch was Super Mario Odyssey. I wasn't expecting it to be as fun as it was, and I don't know where the series was going to go after Galaxy. The music, the levels, and ending were really awesome. I would highly recommend that game. Ugh, Odyssey's so good. Breath of the Wild is another awesome game. It's the most challenging Zelda game I've ever played, and it's something that I welcome for the series. I do have some gripes with the game, such as weapon durability and how light the story was from the game. But I still think people who have a Switch should get the game. Hell yes. Hell yes. And the last game I'll mention is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate!
I did play that pretty heavily for a while.
Yeah, you did. You did. I did too. I did like Ultimate a lot.
I still beat you.
Yes, you did. We have it clipped.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. It's a really fun party game with lots of modes and many characters to choose from. Even if you don't like fighting games on this thing, it's for sure a killer soundtrack all in one place.
Thank you, Fenn.
Yes, Fenn, thank you. Derp, who else we got?
We got Nat, who the only Switch exclusive game he enjoyed was Nintendo Labo.
Wow, that's awesome! Dude, that's awesome!
I'm not gonna yuck any yums, but cardboard. Cardboard. Expensive cardboard.
Yes.
That worked half the time, if you were lucky. But I respect it. It's great for kids. That was his main focus. It was good for him and his kids.
Yes.
Which is cool.
He said he'd made a cardboard piano or fish pole for his kids that entertained them.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was for his kids. Yes. So it makes sense.
But do you hear that? Cardboard piano. That's amazing.
I know. But like I said, most of the things were like, it only worked like half the time and didn't actually press any of the keys.
See, this is the part of innovation that I love when Nintendo's trying some new stuff. Granted, it was cardboard, but still.
Yeah. It's a neat innovation idea. I'll give it that.
Yes.
Thank you, Nat. And then, Heels. Breath of the Wild. Animal Crossing. Some of the Pokemon titles. She didn't specify which ones.
Just some.
And CrossCode, which isn't an exclusive, but it's a good game. Which one I wanted to play, and I've had it. I think I had it on my Steam wishlist at one point. But I think I might have gotten it somewhere, like on Epic or something.
Nice.
But it was one I always wanted to play, and I just haven't been able to try it at all.
But see, that's one of the things that we really enjoy about the Switch, even though there's not a lot of exclusives on... Well, there is a lot of exclusives on there, but there's a lot of other games you can get on other platforms, but it's the portability factor. It's the taking it with you on the go that's always been fun. Or laying in bed and playing it before you sleep, you know, with a little screen. I love the Switch for that aspect.
Let's have a little side convo about Nintendo.
Booby Training RPG 7 Pirates H bounces to Switch on May 12th.
Yes. Switch is also slowly becoming a lo-fi porn gaming hub, too. About the same as Steam, except Steam supports straight-up adult content.
Hmm.
Because they have more games than just this, too.
Like what?
Like, there's the Panty Party, which I own, by the way.
Oh, I know.
They had the Senran Kagura pinball game, which was more lewd than the other ones, which is saying something.
Are you talking about Peach Ball?
Yes, Peach Ball.
I own that game.
Yeah, I own it too, because a certain Dawn and Omega got it for me, or was it you and Omega?
You know what? I don't remember. I think I'm just gonna say Don. Don and Omega. That was all them.
I don't know what Nintendo is going for in some things anymore.
Well, it's third parties putting their games on their platform. I'm sure they have to pass some sort of
but
test.
Isn't it supposed to be a family-oriented system?
Not entirely. I mean, granted, back in the day, that's what you assumed Nintendo's systems were only for. But as soon as the GameCube came out, and the Wii came out, and the Wii U, and the Switch, I mean, there are more and more... There's games for everybody, including the softcore porn industry. Including the booby anime industry.
Just let it be known that on May 12th, you all, on your Switch, can get 7 Pirates H... to train their boobies.
Are you gonna get it?
I can guarantee Rain might get it.
See, there you go. There you go. It's all gonna work out. It's all gonna work out. That is hilarious, though. I don't know. Nintendo's platform has always been a family-friendly platform, but I've noticed over the years throughout the last few console iterations, they started to have more and more leniency in terms of what kind of content they put on their platform. So, yeah, we'll see.
I just thought it was kind of funny that this popped up from her today, so I had to bring it up.
I mean, they allowed Agony on the Switch. Granted, it was a very terrible and ugly-looking port, but they allowed it.
I mean, and we're talking about ugly in shapes of hell is ugly.
No, we're
this
talking...
This was uglier than hell ugly.
We're talking terrible low-quality resolution polygons. Like, it was better on Steam.
And it still lagged.
Oh, yeah, it did. You know how I know that? Because it was on sale for $2.99. I'm like, oh, I gotta try this out.
Oh, and I did too. I have it. I tried it, and it was laggy as fuck.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. But that's just an example of content that they're allowing, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, they have ESRB ratings. So you got to be old enough to buy those unless you just plug in your parents' credit card when they're not looking.
We don't condone this action, kids.
No, we don't. And I don't even think kids listen to this podcast. Don't we have a mature rating? We do. Explicit.
Yeah, we have a mature rating.
Yes.
We're explicit. We're explicitly explicit.
I put that on there on purpose.
No children's.
And if you are listening and you are a child, turn off the radio. What's a radio? Damn it, I'm old.
Yes.
Well, Derp, the Nintendo Switch turned 5. What are some of your favorite Switch games?
I'm just going to go on the games I've played the most on it.
Sure.
Realistically, it's just Octopath Traveler I've probably played the most. Aside from that, I played Pokemon Shield. And that was actually a really good Pokemon game, even though it's pretty much the same thing. Baseline, it just had extra added lore to it and story with the legendaries.
Okay.
Link's Awakening. I beat the hell out of that quick.
Nice.
One that's not talked about that often, Astral Chain.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Astral Chain's really freaking cool game. Pokemon Snap.
Pika Pika!
Pokemon Snap is a great bedtime game. Just sit, chill, run through, take some pictures. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah. I really like Pokemon Snap. I should play a little bit more of that.
I love the going back to the basics with Octopath Traveler, but it had some added, like, things you could do in the overworld and, or the, like, towns and stuff, like, by... If you were Primrose, the dancer chick, you could, like, charm people to follow you, and you could use them to fight and do stuff for you.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
Just, like, little things like that. Little stuff in between that each character had their own ability they could do.
I also love the 2D, 3D, HD pixel.
Yeah, And the sound design was great.
The sound design's great. The visual art style is so beautiful and unique.
Especially the water, right?
The water is beautiful in that game, especially. I geeked and gasmed over the water in Octopath Traveler, but I could not get over how beautiful 2D, 3D sprites looked with, like, the lighting that they had in there. And Square said they wanted to do more games like that with that pixel art style, and I'm like, please, please do. I approve. Well, my top Switch games, I've really absolutely loved. No brainer here. Metroid Dread.
Yeah, I figured that would be one on the list.
It's such a great game. Nintendo finally did something right with Metroid, and it blew away my expectations. I had no expectations, but because they did Metroid Samus Returns on the Nintendo 3DS, the remake for Metroid 2, I was pretty impressed. It was Nintendo and Mercury Steam. Mercury Steam also did Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate on the 3DS. Nintendo was impressed by what they did with that game, so they brought him on for Metroid, and that game blew my mind away. I'm like, wow, this is actually a really good remake. And then they come out with a brand new game out of nowhere that no one expected, and it turned out to be Metroid 5, Metroid Dread. Ah, such a great game. We streamed it. I had so much fun. What a way to wrap up the series.
And what I watched from you on that is the sound design on that game was great, too.
Oh, absolutely. It was a beautiful
the
sound
things
game.
Things chasing you with their noises and stuff when you hit a room and they have their noises, you're like, fuck.
Those chirps, man. It was practically almost a horror game at that point because the sense of dread as they were chasing you. I'm sorry, I had to. But yeah, Metroid Dread, great game. But I gotta go, my next game though, I gotta go with the one game that launched with it. Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm sure we could have so many different conversations about why it's a great game, but why we could also nitpick it on how different it is from traditional Zelda games, but it was an experience that I will never forget. I spent a whole year, I swear to God, a whole year just playing the game, and by the time, like, you could literally do anything. Crawl, climb, explore, do some dungeons, well, really puzzles at that point, the little puzzle temples. And then there was the Divine Beast. You had to defeat four of them. But I intentionally didn't defeat all of them because I just wanted to see what this whole game had. And it had a lot. So I spent a whole year playing this game until finally, like, I think I'm ready to beat this game. And then I finally decided to go to the Hyrule Castle to go fight Ganon. Blew my mind away, and it's such a great game. It's such a great game.
I think I still only have one Divine Beast beat.
I can't wait for Breath of the Wild 2. I loved what they did with Breath of the Wild. I liked that it was different, and it just made me go, wow. And for me to not stop playing that for a long time, that says something. It really does. So Nintendo did something great on that. But I do miss traditional Zelda games where you go explore dungeons and find keys and stuff.
Yeah.
But I do like that they tried to be different for once, and I loved what they created.
Because my favorite is still Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
I played that whole thing on stream on my Wii U, like, 5 years ago.
I remember. I was there. 3,000 years ago, Gandalf.
It's been 84 years.
And then my last favorite Switch game, I'm not gonna lie, it's Super Mario Odyssey.
And that's one I've not even touched. I don't even own it.
I'm probably going to get a lot of, not hate, but flack for when I say this. I missed out on the Galaxy series. I did not play Mario Galaxy 1 or 2.
Neither did I.
When those games came out, I was into other games, and I was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine, it's just Mario. But when Odyssey came out, I was so captivated by what they were showing in the trailer that it reminded me of Super Mario 64. And when I ended up playing it, I couldn't put that game down to save my life. They took what was great about 64 and elevated it to heights I didn't even, like, I was like, this is awesome. Just every level I've ever went to, I was so blown away by what they created. Odyssey was a Mario experience that was up there with the greats, in my opinion.
But Blue, what about the Super Mario HD collection?
I'm gonna put that one up there with the fucking Silent Hill HD collection. Nintendo had an opportunity with that collection, and they dropped the ball. And they ended up publicly killing Mario for it too. But that's for another day. That's for another day.
I just love that I'm adding on to this HD collection hatred with new games now.
Okay, don't get me wrong. It's fun to play Mario 64 on your Switch. I'd like, yay, portable Mario 64. Let's go. But I already explained everything that you need to know about why that collection is terrible in the Nintendo blog I wrote last year. So if you guys want to read what I wrote, because we'll talk about it on a podcast episode one day, but it's at ParadigmGaming.net. Look under Reflections. It's on the top. It's called Nintendo, A Shift in the Paradigm, man. It's
all the rage right now.
It's a juicy read if you really want to see me just...
it's all the blue rage.
But Mario Odyssey, going back to Mario Odyssey, Nintendo created an amazing experience with that Mario game, and it's up there with some of the best Mario games, in my opinion. It's up there with 64, and I can't wait to see what the next Mario game is. Hell, if they make a sequel that plays exactly like Mario Odyssey with new levels, I'm fine with that, too.
I wouldn't know, because, again, I never touched that one.
If you ever are itching for a platformer derp, you should check it out, even if it's just to mess around for, like, an hour.
Noted.
Now, I have one honorable mention, and it's not a Switch exclusive. But I fell in love with Hollow Knight when I downloaded it on the Switch. I took that game with me everywhere, and I would play that before I went to bed almost on a daily basis. I love Hollow Knight, and I'm so thankful for the Switch that I just, such a great Metroidvania-style game.
It is. It's absolutely amazing, and the fact that all the DLC that came after was completely free, and it was only a $15 game to boot.
Yeah, I was like, wow, the quality in that game is absolutely amazing.
The music is great. The art.
Go Team Cherry.
Yeah, Team Cherry is good. Have you gotten the Radiant Sending yet?
No, I still...
Like, if you can't find everything, dude, I just recommend looking up where things are, because it is so hard to find everything and actually get everything, but that one is up to you.
No, I agree. You've mentioned that before, and I have a problem because I circle the map so many times and I get lost and then I get bored. The only thing I got going on right now is to finish the third trial in the Colosseum, and it's hard.
Yes.
And I haven't touched it since.
Yes, it is. Do it.
I will.
Because you, if you ever do the gods and you do the little boss rushes that those are, it is 5 to 10 times worse than that third trial.
It is the Dark Souls of Metroidvania games. That's how I feel.
It is. It's pretty good when it comes to the boss fights.
But I also love that that's not the only thing about the game is the boss fights. The amount of exploration that you get to do and the lore that you get to experience and the things you get to collect is just, I don't know. It was the most relaxing and fulfilling experience I ever had in a game. And
until you get in a boss fight.
Well, until you get into a boss fight, yes. But what I also love is fighting bosses that you shouldn't be fighting, and you fight them with virtually nothing in your inventory. I did that a few times and it was amazing. I felt like a badass.
Good job. But it's time for a break.
Wait, it is?
Oh. Word from our sponsor.
I got sucked into a tunnel this time because Derp threw me off. I didn't realize it was break time.
Well, we went through all that stuff. We got it before we get on to the last half of what we're talking about today.
That's true. We've been trying to come up with some interesting topics to discuss, and this was an interesting one. This was an interesting one.
What worlds would you want to live in, and what world would you not want to live in? What would be your top, and what would be your least wanted? And what's funny is I found it harder to find one I'd want to live in than not.
Really? But did you come up with one?
Yes.
Awesome. Are you going to share that with us?
Yes, but I think you're first, because I shared all my games first.
Fair enough. I think I want to share what game world would I not want to live in.
Okay.
This is the most interesting one, because I had to really think about this. Most people think of, like, oh, I don't want to live in Silent Hill. And I'm like, yeah, I'd like to live there. Oh, I want to live in Raccoon City. Like, it's a nice city. I probably want to leave before they bomb it, but... Nah, I wanted to think of, like, something... I had to really think about this, all right? Here's where I don't want to live. Rapture.
Rapture? No. No.
You know, I love water, but I don't want to be surrounded by it, and I don't want to feel claustrophobic or trapped.
No, you could feel fine down there. What I wouldn't like are the splicers. The splicing of genes and the people that go fucking crazy.
Well, exactly. Like, even on a normal Rapture day where it wasn't all screwed to hell, they all had the juice stuff they would take to, you know, to the tonics and all the... to give them, like, fire hands and shit. That was still normal to them. And I think that's weird. But besides that, I mean, it may have worked out at the beginning for Rapture. Rapture was supposed to be this utopia, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Raccoon City, in the Resident Evil universe, it was doomed to fail. I mean, honestly, you just need one big daddy with his little drill arm to, like, poke holes into the glass, and it'll just start spilling in the ocean water and flooding in, but
that's what the sealed doors are for.
Well, I know, but the whole place is surrounded by water, all right? And the entire city is run by electricity. That's not a good combination. Okay, and here's the weird part. You're not really allowed to leave. And even if you did find a way to get out, you're surrounded by nothing but ocean. You're near nothing but a lighthouse with no communication. It's scary.
It's got a paddle boat.
It's really? You're going to paddle your way back to, like, the United States? Like, we don't even know where this is located, all right? look, okay, eventually Civil War breaks out in Rapture, right? So you don't want to be a part of that. If you can't leave, you're stuck with the Civil War, and all of a sudden you're fighting your neighbor.
Well, Darwinism, bitch.
I guess so, but no, the whole place gets tattered and destroyed, and what you're left with are remnants of a once civilized society. But this time there's crazed junkies, big daddies, little devil children, and Andrew Ryan. I don't want to live in Rapture if I have to deal with all of that shit.
Are you sure?
Well, Andrew Ryan was pulling all the strings, so he could probably brainwash you and ask you, would you kindly please turn on the electricity and stick your hand out in the ocean? And I'll be like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that. So yeah, oh, and if you're not going to drown in Rapture, if you actually are able to survive the Civil War and you find a room and lock yourself in, eventually you're going to die of starvation. There's no food or supplies going in and out of that city unless you become a cannibal. But that means you got to leave your apartment, and that means you got to go fight little devil children and big daddies, and that's not going to end up well for you. So
no.
So true. So like I said, I really thought about this, and I don't want to live in Rapture. Hey, at least in Colombia, I could just jump off the balloons.
Okay. So how about this? I'll do my where I don't want to live.
All right.
Any Soulsborne world. any of them, because they're all essentially the same thing.
Explain yourself.
The world gets dominated by some ultimate power that destroys and wrecks everyone's inside or mentally, to the fact where everyone is crazy, killing each other. And not only that, people are killed and reborn, killed and reborn, killed and reborn. Imagine living that pain over and over and over and over and over again.
Sounds like purgatory.
Not just, you know, at least with Rapture, if you die, you're done. You don't have to relive it. It's done. No, you get to be reborn and relive the same deaths over and over and over again in this fucked up world that no one really can fix. And even if you get to become the almighty power, it's still fucked up.
Purgatory!
So, all these huge creatures that can just smash you into little bits. And just, yeah, no, there's no silver lining in any of those universes.
So what you're saying is, great games to play, but if you had the ability to live there, you wouldn't want to live the life of the character that you're playing.
Fuck no.
Interesting. All right.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Leave me the hell out of that.
Yeah, I guess there is just death and destruction no matter what corner you go to.
Fucking madness just takes over everyone in those worlds. Bloodborne.
Yep.
People were going mad or turning into werewolves and monsters because of the old blood. And
great, yeah. Great architecture, though.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. That was very, very in-depth. All right, well, Derp, what game world would you want to live in?
Stardew Valley.
Oh, go on.
I'm pretty sure that's not what you expected.
No,
to hear.
I did not. I want to hear stuff. What do you got?
Because everything's happy. Everyone's cool except for minor couple people because everyone's got their Karen. I get it. It's fine. But you go, you get free real estate. It's free real estate.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want on the house. You throw your money, the things you make into a box. Boom, next morning it's all sold, ready to go. You don't have to do a damn thing. No rent. You just chill in your house. You got something that tells you the weather next day. It's 100% correct. You don't have to guess if it's going to be wrong or not.
Oh, and you know what else you get to do in Stardew Valley? Fish.
Yeah, and you can fit. There you go. I can fish all day if I wanted to. I can set up a forge. I can do my blacksmithing. I can just throw it all in a box at the end of the day. Boom, I got money. Hell, I'll take the fish I got and get food. I just got to make sure I keep that little bar in the bob and the bobber with the fish. So I catch it, because that's how fishing works.
All right.
And I just need to make sure I build up my affection level with the right girl in town, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, they do have that whole gossip hookup dating thing in there. it's a minor thing, but it's there.
I hear heavy sighing behind me, so I think I might have confused her.
Ah, Stardew Valley. Excellent choice. Well, mine isn't as epic as yours.
Okay.
The game world that I want to live in, I really had to think hard on this. And no, it's not Raccoon City or Silent Hill, but I was trying to imagine what it would be like.
But are you going to agree with me? It's harder to come up with one that's good to live in than bad.
I could only think of one, and I think it suits me perfectly. I want to live on Besaid Island in Final Fantasy X.
Sin toxins, eh?
Sin's toxin got to you, but you're still alive. Praise be to Yevon.
Yeah, exactly. Look, you're surrounded. Okay, so in Rapture, you're literally surrounded by water because you're underwater. But on Besaid Island, you're surrounded by water because you're on an island above it, all right? You can swim all day and play blitzball with your buddies. That's amazing. And you get the water graphics that you get from Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. I want that. And the village is small. There's not a lot of people, so it's peaceful. And it seems like the kind of place where you could just live without anybody bothering you, except for a few fiends here and there. But because there is a temple, you're protected from all of those fiends. So any monsters that want to come nearby, I mean, we're all warriors. We all got, like, swords and magic, and we got a summoner who can, like, summon aeons and shit. So, I don't know, Besaid Island is protected, except for when you go beyond the waterfalls, where you might run into some random encounters, but they're low quality. They're low level. It's the beginning of the game, so you don't have to worry about exerting yourself to try to get rid of all of these things.
But you have to ask yourself one question.
Yes.
Are you the main character or Villager A?
I'm Villager B. Besaid Island doesn't get destroyed. And when you go to Final Fantasy X-2 and go to Besaid Island, you meet up with the same villagers from the first game. So I am Villager B. I don't mind if I'm the main character, but main character usually disappears because he's just a dream. So I'm Villager B. Look, the community, the culture, you know, granted, I might have to go to their cult church, you know, and pray to whatever faith that gives them the summoning Aeon abilities.
Remember, it's faith with a Y.
Right. It's faith.
Faith plus one.
Faith plus one. so we have to show respect to the summoners and Lord Braska and anyone from Dalmasca. I don't know. Oh, wait, no, Dalmasca's Final Fantasy XII. Rain's gonna kill me. Anyway. Anyway, Besaid Island. It's like beach resort property, and you don't have to yell at people to get off your lawn.
Yeah, you can just go around and forage all day.
Yeah, I will forage for days. And swim and play blitzball all day, and that's amazing. I would love to live in Besaid Island.
Noted. Noted.
I'm trying to remember, what the hell is they called? What? Lord Braska's daughter is Yuna. Okay, I'm starting to come back to me. Dalmasca. I was thinking Dalmasca, but that's the Western Standard Final Fantasy XII. Dalmasca is similar to Lord Braska because of the ends in a K-8. All right, we're good.
Good job. Proud of you. Glad you figured that out.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, Rain won't make you look like your little Fallout guy on your shirt.
No, you'll protect me. if anything, I'm wearing you.
Oh.
Damn.
But I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's all I got. I would like to say thank you to the community for sharing your thoughts and insights on some of your favorite Switch games. That was really fun to read.
Yes, indeedy. And we'll have more coming up eventually.
If there's one thing that I've noticed, a lot of people loved Pokemon and Zelda the most on the Switch.
Because that's standard Nintendo property.
And they do a very good job with those properties, don't they?
Other than not letting the community do what they want. Which
also true.
Whatever.
Also true. Yeah, but we'll discuss that. That's another day. You know, maybe that's next. Maybe that's our next episode.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll do that. Next one. Spoilers. Next one is Nintendo Talk.
we'll talk about it in a month.
2 weeks.
Fair, okay. Yeah. We have a plan now.
Hopefully. And if not, oh well.
We
soon.
What was the last thing? What was the last thing we said? We're just running with it. We're just rolling with the punches.
We're just running with it.
We just run it.
So run it.
We run it.
Run it.
Well, Derp, you got any closing moments?
As long as things start progressing on smithing and I actually start learning, I'll be opening
business.
No, not not business. But I'm thinking incentives for Extra Life.
You still think you want to do that?
Yeah, if a certain amount is donated, because it does take me time to do these, and I want to not have to make like 20 knives because I put the amount so low. So it'll be a decent amount to get a knife made. But if you donate a certain amount, I'll make a random knife for you.
Okay, that sounds
and
really cool.
Ship it out to the people who hit that threshold. But I still need some more practice, so before I put up the incentive for that, it'll probably be an incentive, but I want to get more practice before I do that.
We'll practice some more and send pictures, or it didn't count.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Yay.
I am doing that. But once I start getting a few knives out and I get better, I may start offering people, if you want to buy this knife, just do $15, $20 or something, and That'll pay for shipping and sending you the knife.
That's a cool idea, too.
Plus, it helps me pay for the railroad spikes that I bought and my equipment and my time.
Yeah, all of that adds up.
It does. But you can have a knife specifically made by the dirt. And maybe I'll figure out a way to get a stamp made so I can metal stamp it with something.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Get a cogwheel or something and stamp it in the corner.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sweet. I like that. It's like your little signature.
Yeah, there you go. But I got to figure out how to do it first, if I can make one or if there's one I can just find.
Okay. Well, Never know. Keep at it, sir.
I might check Amazon. Amazon's got everything.
I look forward to streaming soon. Yeah, I look forward to playing more games, Beat Conquer, and move on to other things. I got some ideas in the works for summer, and I have ideas for the future.
Future?
The future. So, yeah, just stay tuned. And again, if you guys let us know what you think of our Paradigm Gaming 10 Years official documentary, let us know what you think. It was really fun putting it together, and it was history in the making. Right, Derp?
It's a good one, guys. Watch it.
Yeah. Watch it. Yeah. All right, Derp. Thank you for this podcast. Good to be back.
And thank you. And when will we catch you next?
At the drop of a paradigm.